VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Do you guys like to drink bubble tea? I have to admit that I love bubble tea so much. I love its texture, especially the chewiness of the bubbles. Some people call it boba tea, and some call it bubble tea. But both of these names refer to the same drink, which is popular not only in Taiwan, but also in foreign countries. Do you know much about bubble tea, such as how boba is made and where bubble tea originated from? Well, you can learn more about this drink in today's episode. So, let's get into today's sentence first. But vernacular aside, those starchy, gooey pearls have become an important symbol of Asian American culture. 首先先来看到发音要注意的部分。发音有三个要注意的。第一个要注意的是 gooey 这个单字。gooey 中 oo 念作长音的 u， 后面的 ey 念作短音的 e， 整个单字念作 gooey。第二个要注意的部分是 starchy 跟 gooey 中间的逗号，这个逗号就等同于中文的顿号，所以在念的时候要记得稍作暂停哦。最后一个要注意的发音是 Asian， 首先先发出长音的 A， 后面发作 G， 有点 G 的音，最后再加上 N 的音，整个单字念作 Asian。Well, let's go through today's sentence one more time. But vernacular aside, those starchy, gooey pearls have become an important symbol of Asian American culture. 再来看到的是单字，今天要介绍的有三个单字。第一个单字是 vernacular. Vernacular 为名词，意思是方言、白话。例如 ,local vernacular 的意思是地方方言。这个字看起来很长，但其实只要分音节念就没有想象中的难哦。可以分为四个音节念作 vernacular， 是不是会比较简单呢？接下来看一下例句的部分。Sally is an expert who studies in Taiwanese vernacular.Sally 是一位研究台湾方言的专家。第二个单字为 starchy， starchy 为形容词，意思是淀粉的，它是由名词 starch 淀粉而延伸的哦。例如 starchy food 意思是淀粉食物。 For example， instead of eating so much starchy foodYou should eat more vegetables for the sake of your health. 为了健康，你应该多吃蔬菜，而不是吃那么多淀粉食物。Starchy 的另一个意思是拘谨的、刻板的。For instance, Tom always acts in a starchy manner, which makes people don't want to be close to him. Tom 总是那么拘谨，让大家不敢亲近他。今天的最后一个单字为 gooey， gooey 为形容词，意思是软黏的。For example, this cake is filled with gooey chocolate and caramel. 这个蛋糕充满着软黏的巧克力和焦糖。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Bubble tea is a signature drink in Taiwanese culture.After watching today's video, I'm sure that you will have a deeper understanding of bubble tea. Next time when your foreign friends come to visit Taiwan, don't forget to recommend bubble tea to them, and also tell them about the origins and short stories behind this popular drink. Remember to practice today's sentence. And if you have anything to share, leave comments below. After recording, maybe you can buy yourself a bubble tea as a reward. See you next time!